This is Akashvani. The news read by Ramya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that the government's goal is to transform India into a developed nation with a vision that goes beyond vote bank politics. Addressing the gathering at the leadership summit organized by a media organization, Mr. Modi highlighted that the government is working with the mantra of progress for the people and by the people, underlining that when the people trust their government, the impact on the development is profound. Mr. Modi said that the government is following a model of development where investments drive employment and progress, ultimately enhancing the dignity of the country's citizens. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is en route to Nigeria, Brazil and Guyana on a 5-day visit. In his departure statement, the Prime Minister said this will be his first visit to Nigeria, which is India's close partner in the West African region. Mr. Modi noted that his visit will be an opportunity to build upon the strategic partnership, which is based on a shared belief in democracy and pluralism. The Home Ministry today said that security forces have been directed to take necessary steps to restore order and peace in Manipur. The security situation in Manipur has remained fragile for the past few days. The ministry stated in a statement that armed miscreants from both communities in conflict have been indulging in violence, leading to loss of life and disruption of public order. It said strict action will be taken against anyone attempting to indulge in violence or disrupt activities. Important cases have been handed over to the NIA for effective investigation. The public has been urged to maintain peace, refrain from believing rumours and cooperate with security forces to maintain law and order in the state. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has lauded the efforts of the Mahayuti government in Maharashtra, highlighting its focus on empowering every section of society. In virtual interaction with BJP workers from Maharashtra under the Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot program, Mr. Modi emphasized that the people of Maharashtra were highly satisfied with the 2.5 years of governance under the Mahayuti government. Meanwhile, senior Congress leader and former finance minister P. Chidambaram expressed concern over Maharashtra's economic state. Mr. Chidambaram called unemployment the state's most serious issue during a press conference in Mumbai today. He criticized the government for shifting industries to neighboring states and highlighted farmers' losses from the onion export ban. In Jharkhand, political heavyweights from both the NDA and India blocs are crisscrossing the state to garner support for their party's candidates for the second phase of the assembly elections. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah alleged that the Hemant Soren government is treating tribals as a vote bank only. Addressing election meetings at Dumka, Devghar and Giridih, Mr. Shah alleged that the UPA government did not allocate funds for the welfare of tribals in the state. On the other hand, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge alleged that the BJP is giving stepmotherly treatment to Jharkhand. Addressing election meetings at Jamtara and Khijri, Mr. Kharge accused the centre of not providing adequate cess from mines to the state. The second and final phase of voting will take place on the 20th of November. In Chhattisgarh, 5 Maoists, including 2 females, were killed in an encounter with security forces today. A joint team of security forces was conducting a search operation in the North Abuj Mard area of Narayanpur district after receiving intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in the area. In hockey, hosts India maintain their unbeaten record at the ongoing Women's Asian Championships trophy at Rajgir as they thrashed China 3-0 in their fourth match this evening. With this victory, India has taken over China at the top spot in the tournament with 4 back-to-back wins. In other matches today, Japan beat Malaysia 2-1 and Korea defeated Thailand 4-0. And that is the end of this news bulletin.